and Cannonball. It's BBC Essex. It is X Factor winners, obviously. It's 25-12. You're with BBC Essex. Let's talk about the Chelmsford Amateur Radio Society. Now, you may not know it, but they run courses. They've been doing it for nearly 10 years. So far, they've managed to infuse and train around 300 people in all things amateur radio. Clive Ward is the training manager, and he joins us in the studio. Clive, people may be a little uncertain as to what you mean by amateur radio. Is it just doing my job and not being paid for it, or is it completely different, isn't it?
It's totally different. It has to be two-way. Yours is broadcasting, and really people can't get back to you and say what they think.
Well,
they phone in.
They do, absolutely, yeah.
With this, I might make contact with somebody in Australia or France or another part of the UK. And really, it's chatting to people, but it's not just conversation. We can do it by Morse, via satellites. Everybody on the International Space Station has an amateur license, and we sometimes speak to them, and I spoke to them about 3 years ago. And you meet interesting people. My second talk on the radio, I spoke to King Hussein of Jordan. He's now dead, unfortunately, but he had the call sign, I think it was JY1. So you meet interesting people, you talk to people, and it's point-to-point in most cases, so I'll speak from my house to somebody else's house in another country, maybe.
Do you fear that you're being usurped by modern technology? Because, of course, I mean, Morse is lovely, but it's been around for a long time, and there's other ways to get in touch with people around the world now.
Well, there is, but when cars came in, bicycles didn't go off the road, and people didn't stop walking. And I think it's the adventure of doing it, the adventure of meeting different people. I mean, you can use the phone, you've got the internet and things like that. And we actually incorporate that into amateur radio. But it's just excitement, and it is good fun. I mean, I've been doing it now since 1983, and still not fed up with it.
So what is the draw? You've mentioned about talking to people from around the world and talking to interesting folks, such as royalty from far-off climes. You know, how does it work? Do you sort of get on the radio every evening and see who's about, or do you have specific people that you like to chat with that are your regulars kind of thing?
Well, there's a bit of both. We have nets where we all speak together and we all meet up, say, 8 o'clock on a Monday night or something like that. And that could be with people in other countries or in this country. Or, just for the sheer hell of it, you call out on a calling frequency, a common channel to everybody. Somebody will come back. You don't know what country it's going to come from. You have a good idea. You know whether propagation is, which way the radio waves are coming in, and you just talk to them. And
I don't know what I'd talk about though. I mean, she says she who spends all her day talking, but obviously that's quite structured. If I just was supposed to spark up a conversation with a random person from another country, I'm sure I'd start by talking about the weather. What's the weather like where you are?
Well, yeah, we all do that. We start saying what sort of radio you've got, what sort of aerial, all the boring stuff, and then something clicks. You know what it's like with anything when you give a talk or anything, you have to gain a rapport. Mm. Then something comes out, you've got something in common, then you're off.
How technically minded do you have to be to understand all this? Because it can get quite technical, can't it?
It used to be that you had to be very technically minded, but with the foundation course that we do now, the 6-week course, it's not really that technical. We really want you to make sure you know what you're doing when you're on the air, what to say, to make sure you don't cause interference to other people and things like that. And we've had someone recently of 8 years old pass.
Goodness gracious.
Well done, Ben.
Obviously a very, very bright Ben. Well done.
Yeah. Yes, he is. But his dad's pretty bright as well, and he's an amateur. And So yes, it's been pretty good. So if someone of 8 can pass it, and it's not just sitting there, you know, taking all the theory in, there's practicals as well. So you learn how to use the radio, and you actually speak to someone on the first night you do the course.
And presumably you have to pass this course in order to get the licence, in order to actually participate.
Yes, and then you get a call sign, like mine is G1EUC, and now that we're on to M6 call sign, so you get a call sign, and it's, people love it.
What about the equipment? Is it very expensive to buy, or is the joy of having a club like yours mean that people can, you know, utilize the club equipment?
They can use the equipment, but most people want to get their own. I mean, you can set up really quite cheaply. You can now get a little small handset, dual bander, stick an aerial to it, and do the whole thing for about £100. Now, that might seem a lot, but that'll last you a long, long time. Then you gradually build, or you might buy second-hand radios. So, no, it's just good fun. It really is.
Now, you've got a new course in Danbury starting in January, haven't you?
We have, yes.
Okay, tell us more about that. Is that the foundation stage?
That's the foundation course. We have foundation. That's the sort of starting with minimal power. Then we go on to intermediate course, which is the next one up, more power and more things that you can do than the advanced.
And am I right in thinking that as a club you do other radio related things? So you have I've seen some pictures on your website of radio controlled helicopters and things as well. Is that the same? Well, not really.
Something that people do.
But we do things.
We have contests where people have to see if they can get into as many countries as possible. As I say, we've got the International Space Station. That's a real thrill when you speak to a Russian astronaut.
Remarkable. How good was their English? Presumably pretty good, was it?
Very good, actually, yes. Yeah. With a Russian accent, of course.
Yeah, I wouldn't ask them what the weather was like.
Oh, no. They'd probably say it was good about 5 minutes ago as they're rushing over America or Russia or something.
Yeah.
But anyway, the course it starts on January the 12th, and we've got another one on August the 31st, is you start off by learning all about what amateur radio is, and then you have a go on the radio, and then we do a bit of theory on the next week and a bit of practical, and you just gradually work through it. Then we give you a mock exam on the fifth week, and that's not that hard. It's not easy, but if you've been in the classes, even if you've known nothing before you start, you've got a good chance of passing. And so we give a mock exam, and it's alternative choice. There's no writing to be done.
Right.
If you get your name right, you're at a good start.
Halfway there.
And then we do the final exam the following week, on the sixth week.
Well, listen, we wish you really well with that club, and I know it's been most successful in the past, hasn't it?
Yes,
we mentioned in the introduction you've trained up around 300 people in the past have
absolutely
come through the doors. So so it's the 12th of January.
That's the next one, and
in
that's the 6 weeks.
It's in the evenings,
Danbury Village Hall, Thursday evening from 7 o'clock till 9 o'clock, and the next one after that is the 31st of August.
Brilliant. And have you got a few more classes
We've
coming up?
We've got some more classes there, and just one last thing. I'm sorry if you're...
Did you notice I did that? I did that on the desk whilst I was talking about that.
Were you really?
Yeah.
Right. Anyway, the thing is with Morse, we found that the uptake for Morse, now it's not a legal requirement or a requirement, it's actually gone up.
Really?
Yeah.
That people are fascinated by
absolutely,
it.
Absolutely, yeah. And it's brilliant, really. It's good fun.
Yeah, well, it's that kind of schoolboy, you know, secret codes.
And we've got ladies take the course as well now.
Have
quite
you?
A few, in fact, yes.
Fantastic. How do people get in touch, Clive, if they do want to find out more?
Right, if they could give me a ring on my mobile, which is 07860 418835, or email clive.ward@btinternet.com,
and we'll pass those details on to the BBC Essex helpline so that people can get in touch. Clive, great to meet you. Thanks very much for coming
in
today.
Nice to meet you as well. Thank you.
Good luck. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Clive Ward there, who's the training manager for the Chelmsford Amateur Radio Society, and we wish him well with that. The details, of course, will be on the BBC Essex helpline, 01245 348 348. It is about 17 minutes to 12.